Once upon a time, there was a girl called Molly. And one day, Molly got a balloon. But it was one of those floaty balloons that just floats in the air all by itself. And you've got to hold on to it with a string, or else it'll just float away. Molly was so thrilled with her balloon, just watching it bob up and down on a string. She decided to go out into the street and take it for a walk. Down the street. She was so happy. But then, as she's just walking along, why, what does she see but there, by the side of the road, there's a tabby cat, a ginger tabby cat. Oh, Molly loves ginger tabbies. And she went down and she started stroking this lovely ginger tabby cat. He had white chest and white paws. And she was like, oh, you're so lovely. Oh, you're so lovely. What a lovely pussycat you are. Stroking him with both hands. And oh, I love you. I love you. Until suddenly, Molly realised that she's let go of the balloon string. She was stroking that cat with both hands and the balloon. Why, it just drifted off. Looking up, what does she see? But there it is, halfway down the street. My balloon! My balloon! Off down the street she ran, helter-skelter. Well, she came to the town square, and the town square was filled with cafes all the way around. But she couldn't see her balloon anywhere. So she just ran to the first table that she could find. Well, it just so happened that sitting at that table, there was a man and a woman, and they had a little toddler in a pram. But they were having quite the argument. You see, she wanted another baby. He did not. And their argument was going back and forth and back and forth. Baby, no baby. Baby, no baby. Baby, no baby. And right in the middle of this, Molly comes up and she says,
excuse me, have you seen my balloon?
And the couple, they just stop what they're doing right in the middle and they just stare at her. Your what? Said the mother.
My balloon. It's a floaty sort of balloon. It has a string, but I can't see it anywhere.
The man stared into the distance, and there, right in the corner of the square, there was Molly's balloon. Is that it? He said. Molly turned and,
my balloon! My balloon!
And off she ran. The man and the woman turned back to each other. He said,
let's have another baby. She said, or two.
He said, let's have three. And off went Molly.
My balloon! My balloon!
Wending her way through the town square. Thank you. Molly's balloon just floated and floated away from her. Even though she ran and ran and ran down the streets, even when she was just in touch of it, why then a gust of wind would come and blow it further away from her. It seemed she could never catch up with it. And that's when she decided she was going to run faster than she'd ever run. And that's when her feet went clackety-clack, slippity-slip, and down onto the cobblestones she fell. "Ah!" said Molly. "I'm bleeding!" And sure enough, she was. Her knee was bleeding and a crowd of people gathered round, most concerned, no one quite knowing what to do, when all of a sudden a young woman, she took off her scarf, she knelt down next to Molly, while she cleaned the wound a little bit, and then she wrapped her scarf all the way round Molly's knee and tied it so tight that before long the bleeding had stopped.
"Are you a doctor?"
said a man standing there. "No," said the young woman, "but I'm going to be." And that was the first time she'd even had this thought, let alone said it out loud.
"Excuse me,"
said Molly, when she was sitting up again and feeling much better.
"Has anybody seen my balloon?"
"Your what?" said the man.
"My balloon. It's a floaty kind of balloon with a string, but I can't see it."
"Is it there?" said the young woman. And Molly turned around only to see her balloon just waiting at the end of the street, as if to say, "Come on, you haven't caught me yet."
"My balloon," said Molly. "My balloon."
And off down the road she ran. Helter skelter. Wow. Molly ran and ran and ran, and ever her balloon was just ahead of her. Until they came to a part of the town that Molly had never seen before. The roads were very wide here, the houses were very big, and they all had huge walls all the way around their gardens. And much to Molly's dismay, her balloon, it floated up, up, and over one of these walls.
"My balloon,"
said Molly. Well, she went to the door of this house, and she rang on the bell. A very fine lady came, who was rather surprised to see Molly standing there. "Hello," she said.
"Excuse me," said Molly. "Have you seen my balloon?"
Your...
"My balloon," said Molly. "It's floaty with a string, and it flew over your wall. I think it's in your garden now."
"Oh," said the fine lady. "Well, why don't you come in and see if we can find it together?" And so in went Molly to the fine lady's garden, and they walked and walked, and it was truly the finest garden Molly had ever seen. Lovely tall trees everywhere. But there, right in the middle of the garden, at the top of the tallest tree of all, there was Molly's balloon.
"My balloon,"
said Molly. "Don't worry, dear. What we need is a ladder. I'll go and find my gardener. He's got a very tall one." And so off they went, looking for her gardener. But he wasn't in his shed. And he wasn't in the orchards or in the vegetable garden. Where could he be? She asked. Eventually they found him, sitting in one corner of the garden and crying and sobbing. Molly went straight up to him.
Excuse me,
she said.
Why are you crying?
The gardener, he just opened his eyes and saw Molly standing there in front of him, and his heart opened. He told her the whole story of why he was so sad. You see, it turned out that him and his wife, they'd been fighting. He'd said some terrible things, things he now regretted. But his wife had been so hurt that she'd left him. She'd been gone for 2 weeks now. And he realized he couldn't live without her. He loved her so much. I know, he said. I'll write her a letter. I'll tell her how much I love her.
Okay,
said Molly.
But first, could we borrow your ladder?
She needs to get her balloon, said the fine lady. Oh, okay, said the gardener, and off he went to his shed, and he brought out his ladder and he stood on it hard while the fine lady, she climbed all the way to the top. But she must have pressed it quite hard against a thorn when she grabbed it, because suddenly Molly's balloon, it went pop!
My balloon, said Molly. My balloon!
Oh, don't worry, dear, said the fine lady. And when she'd come down from the ladder, she said, I've got other balloons. Come with me. I'll show you where we can find them. And so, off Molly went. Into the fine lady's house. Molly had never seen anything so big. So many rooms. After a while, Molly started to realize something. All these rooms, there was nobody there. The fine lady was living all on her own. Room after room, until at last they came to a room that was just full of toys. Full of toys, the best playroom you could imagine, toys everywhere. But it also looked a bit like a museum. It was like a toy museum. No one was actually playing with all of those toys. Over here, said the fine lady. And there was a chest of drawers, and inside one of those drawers there was a box of balloons. Molly started looking through that box for a colour that matched the balloon she'd just lost, when she heard something. And Molly turned around, and what did she see there? But the fine lady, she was crying, tears rolling down her cheeks. Molly just looked at her.
Why are you crying?
Said Molly. And the fine lady, She just opened up. She told Molly all about her son. You see, this had been his playroom. But now he was grown up, and he'd left home.
"And I miss him," she said.
She didn't see enough of him. He hardly came visiting.
"I know what I'll do," she said. "I'll invite him out for a cup of tea and his favourite cake."
"Okay," said Molly. "But first, could you blow up my balloon?"
The fine lady said, "Oh, yes, of course." And she took it and she tried to blow it up. But maybe those balloons were so old that they'd become a bit stiff. Because although she huffed and puffed, she couldn't blow it up.
"I know," she said. "We'll go and ask my gardener. He's got a very strong pair of lungs."
And so off they went, looking for the gardener. Well, they found him sitting in his garden shed, already writing his letter to his wife. But when he tried to blow up the balloon, having been told how stiff it was, why, he blew so hard that it popped.
"My balloon," said Molly.
"Don't worry, dear. You saw how many there were. Why don't you just go and get another?"
So Molly went off into the house, and the gardener and the fine lady, they waited. And they waited. And they waited. But still, Molly didn't come back. Until finally, they saw her in the distance coming.
But she was holding something in her arms. Something small and ginger-coloured and tabby. And it was a kitten. A kitten it was. A lovely ginger tabby kitten with a white chest and white paws.
"Can I keep him?" said Molly.
Turns out the fine lady's cook had had a litter of kittens, and the fine lady was only just beginning to wonder what they were going to do with all those kittens.
"Well, as long as your mother agrees."
"Oh, my mum loves cats," said Molly.
And off she went, dancing down the street with her little kitten. Molly got home, Mum was so delighted and immediately said yes. And Molly loved that kitten so much. She fed her on tuna and milk, and the kitten grew and grew and grew until it was a cat. And Molly and that cat, why, they were so inseparable. Everything Molly did, the cat would do with her. Even if she wanted to go for a walk, the cat would climb onto her shoulder. And one time, Molly went walking into the town. And before long, they'd come to the town square. And what should they see there? But there was the man and the woman. The ones that had wanted to have a baby or not, that had been having the argument. And they called Molly over. And there they were sitting. And they had a toddler in a pram. But they also had a brand new baby. Well, they showed Molly their baby. And Molly showed them her cat. And they sat and had a chat. But when it was time to move on, Molly, she said goodbye. And off she went. She hadn't got far, however, when she heard somebody calling. And turning round, what did she see? There was the young woman, the one who'd wanted to be a doctor. And there she was sitting at the cafe table with her books all around her. Studying to be a doctor, you see. Why, she showed Molly her books. Molly showed her her cats. And they sat and had a chat. And when it was time to move on, why, Molly said goodbye. And off she went. Got far when she heard someone calling. She turned around, and there was the gardener. And he was sitting at the cafe table with a very lovely young woman. They were holding hands, and there was lovely food and even flowers on the table. Gardener introduced his wife. Molly introduced her cat. And they sat and had a chat. When it was time to move on, however, Molly said goodbye and off she went. Molly hadn't got far when all of a sudden she heard somebody calling. And turning round, what did she see? But there was the fine lady sitting at a cafe table with a rather fine young man. And they were sitting there, and there was tea and some rather nice looking cake. The fine lady introduced her son. Molly introduced her cat. And they sat and had a chat. When it was time to move on, however, Molly said goodbye. On she went. But she hadn't gotten far when she heard somebody calling. Somebody calling who was sitting at one of those tables. And you know what? It was me. Yes, it was me. I'd found my way to that town, ever restless, looking for a new story, and I was sitting there at a cafe table, scratching my pencil on my forehead, trying to think of a new story. But nothing was coming. So when I saw this little girl with a ginger tabby cat on her shoulder, I said, "Hey, where did you get that cat?" And you know what? Molly told me the whole story. The whole story I just told you. She did. About the cat and how she got him. Every word is true.